This is your host, Carl Turner, and welcome to the Financial Success Podcast, Episode 2. On today's episode, I'll explain the first step of the 12 steps to financial success, which is setting financial goals. I'll explain the three specific time frames you need to plan for and how to use smart planning technique to achieve your goals. So, why set financial goals? Well, people with financial goals are more likely to succeed because they know where they're heading and they've got a roadmap on how to get there. You know, personally, I really do believe if you set goals and write them down, you're far more likely to achieve them. You know, it's a fact of life. Most of the expats that I deal with, you spend more time planning the company's, you know, future strategies and next year's budgets than their own financial future. Most people plan the next holiday even in more detail than they do their own goals and objectives. Now, when planning your financial goals, you need to prioritize what's important for you. You know, if financial independence is important, for example, you know, it's more about defining what financial independence means to you. You know, what do you need to pay off to achieve your financial goals? You know, is it a specific amount in the bank that you'd like, or is it a certain type of property or retirement income? You know, what does financial planning, what are the goals that you need to achieve? Is it simply saving to pay for your children's university, or, you know, having enough in retirement to enjoy your life? You know, once you've got your goals set, you need to split your goals into the three time frames or terms. You know, these are the short-term goals, you know, things that are going to happen in the next 3 years. Medium-term goals are things that are going to happen up to 10 years time, and then the long-term goals, you know, 10 years plus time horizon. Now, my tip to successful financial planning is keeping the planning for each time frame separate. So what I mean by this is you don't use your short-term money to pay for your long-term goals, and you don't use your long-term money for your short-term goals like holidays. So just to recap, the secret to successful financial planning and goal setting is to write down clearly what you want to achieve and by when. Split the goals into the three different time frames, short, medium, and long. Then you should follow, you know, the tried and tested technique of managing goals, which is the SMART method. This means for each of your goals, you need to clearly define what you want to achieve. You need to include clear figures and have a time scale for when you want to have achieved these by. Ideally, you should keep track of the progress with regular reviews, usually at least every year, you know, as things change in terms of your planning, you know, make sure that you're still on track. And you should do these reviews with financial advisor or family members so that you stay on course and you can make any adjustments if needed. And once you've got your goals defined and you've got them set, you can move on to the other planning to achieve these goals. Now, thanks for listening. If you'd like a copy of my goal setting program that I developed for my clients, then just click the link on this podcast. It'll take you to the PDF to help you get started.